space is opening up to us. NASA is clearly still ahead in the space race, but others are gaining ground. Some of the lead can be attributed to the great launch record of SpaceX and the decision by NASA to use them more often. Did you ever feel that maybe NASA could be appeasing some companies because of their ties to important people in government, or maybe because they are run by some of the richest people in the world? I can't help but feel this way. I think it is time accomplishments by these companies should count for more, before they are given lucrative contracts. When it comes to the older aerospace companies, I feel before they are given contracts, we should consider past performances, such as cost overruns, time delays and work that may not have been up to par. Going back to the moon is an exciting idea, not as exciting as going to Mars, but exciting nevertheless. One of the things I hope for is that mankind doesn't bring their prejudices with them. I would hate to see the moon turned into a warring camp of different countries. Creating country-like areas and then bringing the military along to protect the borders would seem to me we were just spreading our troubles to other places in space. If extraterrestrials do exist, this could be the reason for them to put a stop to our space exploration. There were a couple of mysteries about the moon we have yet to solve. The one which sticks in my mind was light coming out of a crater on the moon. We never did solve that mystery. Astronauts also saw what looked like smoke and maybe fire on the surface from their capsule. This happened with Apollo 8, by the first astronauts to orbit the moon. A secret audio recording was kept from the public for years by NASA but finally released, and the astronauts who were going around the dark side of the moon at the time were talking about seeing what could be campfires and smoke. This was the time where the ship was out of communication range. What did they see? I think we have a lot of exploring to do when we finally get a base on the moon, if we don't already have a secret one. We have to get ready for a big change in our space program. Going to the moon will become as common as going to the space station. We will see travel times getting cut as faster and faster vehicles get developed. We are just beginning to develop nuclear-powered rockets. They are said to be roughly almost twice as powerful. That means the time to get to the moon could be cut from 3 days to 1.5 days. Remember, this is only the start of replacing legacy rockets. Look for even faster vehicles to come. It might turn out in a couple of decades going to the moon will be like driving a couple of hundred miles in a car. While, as I said, going to the moon will be exciting, people going to Mars will be the first jewel of the new space race. Think of the things we might find there. First and foremost is the chance we might find life. If we do, I think the chance of it being intelligent is slim to none. What I believe we would more likely find is archaeological remains of an intelligent race or races. So much stuff relating to archaeology has been found in NASA photos, it is hard to challenge this. When the rovers were sent out, none seemed to be sent to Cydonia, where there seems to be the most evidence of a prior civilization. Could it be that area already had a rover or rovers exploring it, but that fact was kept secret? It certainly wouldn't surprise me. If there are ruins there and no intelligent life, it could be for several reasons. The first and my favorite is the idea many were moved to the Earth and maybe other places. There could have been a point when an alien race wiped them out. They could have all been killed by a disease, or maybe changes in the environment killed them. I have a feeling from what I have seen, Mars will turn out to be an archaeologist's paradise. While NASA states no signs of life have been found on Mars, a professor at Ohio University disagrees. He is not talking about intelligent life, however, but insect life. He claims he found an insect in one of the rover photos. This could be quite possible, since there is a very low atmosphere on Mars that only extends up from the surface for about a foot. An insect could have adapted to this. If it is an insect, it looks like some kind of beetle. So many things have been found in NASA photos of Mars by investigators, I would like to mention a few of them. There was a photo which has what looks like a statue in it. Another shows a perfect pyramid. It is so perfect you could plop it down on the Giza Plateau and it would fit right in. We all know sometimes rocks can take some weird shapes and look like other things, but there seems to be too many objects in the NASA photos which were found. A mouse or rat was in one photo. Some sort of creature which looked like a spider or crab was seen in a photo. Several objects which look like carved stone faces were found. The remains of what seems to be a metal helmet appeared in one photo. I could go on, but I just want to talk about three really strange things which were found. They all have to do with humans. A cigarette butt was in one photo, the footprint of a dress shoe in another. Lastly, there is a photo which seems to show the shadow of a person standing near a lander. I leave you to figure these out, because I can only come to one conclusion if these photos are genuine. When we finally get to Mars, will we change it? I think we will, and try and make it habitable for humans by trying to transform the environment and terraforming it. So far, the most efficient way we have found to do this is with microbes. One test NASA did made it come to the conclusion using microbes would take about 1,000 years. Another NASA scientist said it would take over 100,000 years, so the bottom line is they really don't know how long it would take.